Imam Ali alayhi salam was killed because of his justice. So when it comes to giving people the fair go, so many conditions are applicable. We have to be very careful of what we say. Imam Ali alayhi salam, that's why in his personal life, when he was sitting in the position of judgment, subhanAllah, he was so fair that eventually they say he was killed because of his justice. By so-called friends, Ibn Murjam Muradi used to be one of the soldiers of Amirul Mu'minin Khawarij. Yes, they became offshoot, but they used to be part of the army of Amirul Mu'minin. They could not stand the justice of Ali ibn Abi Talib. I don't want to take you to the history, you're familiar with that. Talih and Zubair, among the very first who paid allegiance to Amir al-Mu'mineen. But when Imam Ali says that, I don't think you're fit for that position, then becomes a different story altogether. A lady with the name of Sude, because she was from the tribe of Hamdan. Hamdan is a tribe in today's Yemen. Imam Ali went to this tribe of Hamdan over a day. There is a story behind that, that before that the Prophet had sent someone. Over a month he was preaching, not one person was interested. Then the next delegate is Imam Ali alayhi salam. When the Prophet sends Imam Ali on his arrival, the first day before sunset, the whole tribe became Muslim. Not only became Muslim, they became lovers of Amirul Mu'minin, so known in the history. Qabilat Hamdan, the tribe of Hamdan. A lady from that tribe, her name is Sude. This is at least 4 or 5 years after the martyrdom of Amirul Mu'minin Ali alayhi salam. At that time, Muawiyah had appointed a very ruthless person for that tribe, because they were the lovers and followers of Amirul Mu'minin, to make life difficult for the followers of Ali ibn Abi Talib. His name is Busr ibn Arta, a ruthless person that with excuse people would lose their lives, let alone wealth. So much taxes were imposed on this tribe. This lady Sude, because of a story that I tell you now, she decides to take the case to the federal government, to Sham, to Muawiyah. On behalf of her community, riding her camel, goes to Sham, Syria, goes to Muawiyah and complains that, who is this ruthless man you appointed? Really, do you know how many of our men are killed? How much taxes are imposed on us? This is absolutely unfair. What's going on here? Muawiyah, because there's a background to this. Some years ago, Sude had a stand against Muawiyah at the time of Imam Ali alayhi salam. Muawiyah remembers that and therefore tells her that, okay, I write a letter now and send you back to my delegate. How dare you come and complain to me about my delegate? I'll let him fix you himself. She cries and she reads this poem: may the salutation of God be upon a body who is buried in a grave, collected by a grave, that with his burial justice is buried. With his burial, justice is buried. 5 years after the martyrdom of Imam Ali alayhi salam. Muawiyah goes, who are you talking about? So this says, I'm talking about my master, Ali ibn Abi Talib. Mentioning the name of Imam Ali would cost them life. Now in front of Muawiyah, she dares to say, my master, Ali ibn Abi Talib. However, subhanallah, Muawiyah feels jealous. He wants to show off and play that I'm also fair and give people a fair go. He says, we can do what Ali was doing. It's not a big deal. Give me that piece of paper. I can write that you are exempt from paying tax, and give her the paper. Go back to boss and say, Muawiyah said to exempt you from getting tax. Do you see I can be also fair? Again, Sude in tears. I said, what else do you want? What's wrong with you, lady? She says, no, I'm in tears that even the name of Ali ibn Abi Talib brings justice, let alone his existence. I just mentioned his name, and with bringing his name, justice was brought. Hence, I told you, historians have mentioned, قُتَلَ فِي مِحْرَابِ عِبَادَتِ لِشِدَّةِ عِدَالَتِ. Imam Ali alayhi salam, that we are honored to be his lover and inshallah followers, he was killed because of justice. Imam Ali alayhi salam, he was killed because of justice.